From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump on Monday led a moment of silence at the White House to remember the victims of Sunday night's shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada. 58 people were killed, 515 wounded. It was the worst mass shooting in American history. Police say 64-year-old Stephen Paddock of Mesquite, Nevada, opened fire on a crowd of more than 22,000 people attending a country music show. Paddock shot from a hotel room on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Casino, located across the street from the outdoor concert. Police and federal investigators still don't know why he did it, nor does his family. This is his brother, Eric Paddock.
If he'd have killed my kids, I couldn't be more dumbfounded. I mean, I can show you the text. He said, how's mom?
On Monday, President Trump addressed the nation about what he called this terrible, terrible attack.
It was an act of pure evil. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are working closely with local authorities to assist with the investigation, and they will provide updates as to the investigation and how it develops.
Police said they went into the shooter's hotel room and found him dead. They believe that Paddock killed himself. Police found at least 10 rifles in his room. Other reports say there were 19. The U.S. Senator Dean Heller, who represents Nevada, called the shooting a senseless and horrifying act of violence. This is VOA News.